Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, day two, from the floor of the 2016 SHOT Show here in Las Vegas, in parts unknown in the convention center here at the Sands, in between the Venetian and the Palazzo. And we're just going to jump right in. We have a full slate for you today. I got to start with this. The best radio is sometimes the radio that you never get to hear. You hear me say that quite frequently. And as I sit here with one of my many guests for today's program, the best radio you never get to hear was heard during some comments, and I'm talking to Beth Alcazar. You know Beth as Pacifiers and Peacemakers and Pacifiers. She's been on the program before, affiliated with the United States Concealed Carry Association. And we just ran into you as we were walking on the way here to the booth to do the show. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
That radio we never get to hear. Yesterday on the program, I'll clue you in because you weren't here. We were talking with Kathy Jackson, and we were talking with Sean Jurgensen, owns High Caliber, a gun dealer, the guy that I buy my guns from, actually. And we were talking about the percentage of women that I noticed here on the floor and how it, I think, matched the demographics, if you will, of the national trends. And we see that to be about 30%. Sean says it's probably, based on what he's seeing in his shop, closer to 40 or 50%, which is a huge uptick in women buying guns. And during that conversation, you made a very telling number of statements about, I'll just let you take it away. Go back. You were at the SHOT Show in
Absolutely.
What year?
I think my first SHOT Show was either 99 or 2000 coming out here to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And a very dear friend of mine in the industry and I were here probably a day early working with some of the exhibitors. We had a lot of interviews and other things set up that we had to do. And there weren't guests on the floor. It was just basically the exhibitors setting things up. And she and I were near another group of men as we were getting stuff together. And we overheard their conversation. And the guy basically looked at us and made the comment that we were, oh, look, booth babes.
All right. I knew immediately what you were referring to without any prior discussion. Of course, that would be considered a derogatory
Absolutely.
Comment to you when
Yes.
you were here working. There are babes that work here
Sure.
that like to be called booth babes. They bill themselves as booth babes, and that's fine and dandy. But we go back to 1999 to 2000, the percentage of women attending this show was virtually nil compared to what it is today.
Absolutely. When you would look around, even the people working the show, the people attending the show, it was very male-dominated. And I think that was very reflective to what was happening in the industry at the time. Women were there, and we were kind of behind the scenes, and our voice wasn't very strong. There weren't a lot of well-known names or celebrities or anybody that had really built up their industry or themselves to speak out for women. So at that time, when people saw ladies, They
made
the
that assumption.
Absolutely.
That is not the case today. And that's
not
why I
all.
Wanted to open with. That's very, very important. Because women are now buyers.
Yes.
Women are now sellers.
Yes.
Women now own booths at this convention.
Yes.
And there are more of them every single year. And it's great to see because you've got some of the large national women's organizations, such as the Well-Armed Woman. You've got concealed carry purses, booths,
sure.
designed specifically for women's needs, which we all know are completely different than
yes.
men's needs. So, yeah, it's really encouraging. And I hadn't thought about that until you mentioned it, and I knew exactly where you were going. So I think that was a fun way to open the program to remind
Absolutely.
People. Now, are you seeing, is that statistic, do you think, of 30%, is that right? Is that accurate, do you think?
I really do think it is. And you're not just seeing people.
Could it be higher?
It could be higher. It very well could be higher. I mean, I look around and not just in the attendees, but in the exhibitors, you've got a lot more women and they're not behind the scenes anymore. They're not just doing the marketing or the public relations parts. They're really stepping out in front of the camera
right.
or they're writing or they're, you know, becoming names for themselves. They're building up their own fan base and other things on social media. And that is reaching women. That is growing the business. Across the board, and even someone I call myself just a mom with a gun, even mm-hmm. someone with me, we can relate to that.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel? Because we have such short time with you, and
sure.
the hour here is going, this is the fastest hour in all of national radio,
Absolutely.
That much I can promise you. When you see every town for gun safety's Shannon Watts, this un-American, hateful, vile liar, that's what I said, and I'll continue to say it because it's a fact, who claims to be a just a mom with a Facebook page who
right.
we happen to know
right.
within 2 weeks of starting her Facebook page was driving around in black limousines Bulletproof, funded by Michael Bloomberg. Has Michael Bloomberg ever approached you when you started your Pacifiers and Peacemakers?
No, not at all. No. They've actually blocked me from the Moms Demand Action Twitter feed.
Well, congratulations. Bob Owens from BearingArms.com is sitting at the table. He's going to be coming up next, and he's over here giving a thumbs up. Yeah, I feel the same way. The reason I mention that is because women are such an integral part of the shooting sports and the lifestyle, the concealed carry lifestyle now, from designers, manufacturers, buyers, as we said, sellers, and authors. Columnists, hosts.
Sure.
You're everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's such a great thing to see. So what does it make you feel like when you see this Every Town for Gun Safety and see the lies coming from someone who knows nothing about gun safety and you write about it and teach it every day, real gun safety?
It's beyond intolerable and disheartening that someone out there has such a strong voice and is convincing so many other females and moms that guns are a bad thing, because women honestly could really drive this industry. The reason being, we are within the family, the decision makers, the ones that share everything that we like or everything we don't like. We have such an influence over the household, our children, our husbands, and our families. And for me as a woman, it wasn't enough that I was armed myself. I had to tell my family. Then that wasn't enough. I had to tell my friends. Then that wasn't enough. And it built and built and built. So I would love to take on Shannon, not face to face, but to take on her enterprise and her whatever she thinks that she has, and show her the real face of women.
Well, she's a cyber bully, is what she is. She's nothing more than a cyber bully. Yes. She's a Facebook page with a bunch of likes that she couldn't get to show up at a convention. Bob, you're sitting here, so you can shake your head. I'll let listeners know it's that theater of the mind. But you took some incredible photographs of the Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is too,
terrible.
By the way, Moms Demand Action. At the NRA convention last year in Nashville, as they lied about their numbers in attendance and doctored the photographs to make the 50 people look like 5,000 and so forth. So this is an insidious group. These are cyber bullies.
Yes.
And it's encouraging to hear a real mom like you who, look, you have a natural instinct as a mother to protect your cubs, don't you?
Absolutely.
Who's the most dangerous bear in the den?
The mom.
The mom.
The angry mom.
Why is it, then, that she would want to shame other moms from protecting? What is it that she's trying to get at here?
No.
This is a bigger picture here, isn't it? I'm leading you down the road here, and I know they want to take what you have. And as a mom, I'm a dad, but as a mom, it would drive me crazy. And it's great to see folks like you writing about it.
Yeah. It's all about education, not isolation. And we got to take away the voice from someone like her and put it in the hands of real women with guns.
Peacemakers and Pacifiers. Tell me about it. Where can people read it, and what do you talk about?
Well, the blog is available through the USCCA, so they can sign on through the website and look at the blog. And I talk about everything about moms and women and new shooters or experienced shooters, the whole gambit. But I'm not an expert. I'm not a survivor. I'm not a victim. I'm not a veteran. I am a mom with a gun.
Well, that makes
what they relate to.
And that makes you an expert. So don't sell yourself short.
Thanks,
you
Mark.
Do an awful lot of training. You work with an amazing organization. You're on the radio teaching people. And let me tell you, that makes you an expert. Expert, and we appreciate everything
Thanks
you do
so much.
At USCCA. Now, we're going to let's tell listeners, you hail from Alabama.
Correct.
So you've been flying a SHOT Show back and forth. Yeah. You know what it's like to come out here to Vegas. It can be a chore.
Yes.
And it's an awful, awful, awful lot of work. So let's go here quickly. We're going to have a CCW Expo from you with USCCA in May.
Yeah.
Right around your neck of the woods and my neck of the woods in Atlanta. You're going to be there.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be doing what? Are you going to be modeling for us, too?
I'm actually going to be in the fashion show this year, which is kind of cool. But more importantly, I have a chance to speak and share some perspectives from, again, a mom with a gun. And hopefully people will come out and check out all the amazing vendors and speakers and training galore. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. We learned an awful lot at the inaugural one last year up in West Bend, Wisconsin. And the fun part about it is I think my wife is going to be in that fashion show. Now, she's probably listening right now and doesn't know she's been invited, so she's just found out on the radio. But I will say this. You know, I emcee that fashion show.
We've
got some experience under our belt, so we're going to have an awful lot of fun with you guys and gals. And when I say guys,
awesome.
It's guys and gals up there. We have male models up there. And I know you have a great time with it, and you're such a powerful voice. It's really, really, really fun to have you a part of the USCCA. So what's the name of the blog? I want to get people, make sure they can get it. Where's the site again?
Go to the USCCA blog and look for Pacifiers and Peacemakers in the left-hand corner, and you can click on that and check out all the archives and all the stuff that's going on right now.
Has anyone ever told you that you look like Cameron Diaz?
Mark, oh my gosh, yes, I hear that a lot.
You do, you look like Cameron Diaz. Have you ever signed autographs?
Cameron looks like me, and yes, I have signed autographs. At a trade show, nonetheless.
And you signed it as?
I signed as Cameron. Cameron.
I love it. Not a problem. Well, it's fun because the picture we just took, I'm going to put out there and say, Cameron Diaz was on the radio with us. So that's an awful lot of fun. Hey, Beth, thank you very much for being here in the Crossbreed Holster booth on the SHOT Show floor 2016. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, and we will be back with Bob Owens, BearingArms.com, right after this. Oh, hey, actually, I can't hear Sean. He said 30 seconds. That means we have the music hasn't started, so we have another 30 seconds.
30 seconds? What do we do with 30 seconds?
Well, we can talk about Bob.
Oh, gosh, behind his back or in front of his face?
No, he's right here. So here comes the music. We'll just let that play out. All right, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here from the SHOT Show floor 2016. There's a big crowd in here. It's bigger than I've ever seen it. I apologize for flubbing that one. But we'll be right back with Bob Owens in the Crossbreed Holster Studios at the Crossbreed booth, SHOT Show 2016 in Vegas. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by AmeriPAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the 2016 SHOT Show here in the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sean, can you bring your mic live real quick for me?
Sure can.
Are we live now? I seem to have trouble getting out the last time because I couldn't hear real well. Are we back on the air? I'm just kidding with you. I know we are.
I'll get back to you.
Okay, you just keep doing your job. Thank you very much. And thanks for everything you do, Sean. I know it's tough on these remote locations. Hey, there is a bill. I saw this last night as I was doing what I do, perusing for things to talk to you about. And as much as I don't want to spend time on politics today, I do have some great emails for you because we are here on the floor and we've got a lot of great people stopping by throughout the day. But this one, I couldn't let this one go. South Carolina bill would require journalists to register with state. Now, let me read a little bit about this. This was on Fox News. A South Carolina lawmaker has proposed legislation that would require all journalists who wish to work for a news outlet in the state to sign up for a responsible journalism registry. According to a summary of the bill, which was introduced Tuesday, the registry would include requirements that all South Carolina journalists must meet. Fees could be charged to be listed in the registry, which would be operated by the Secretary of State's office. The bill also would authorize fines and criminal penalties for violating the law. Republican State Rep. Mike Pitts, who sponsored the bill, told the Post and Courier newspaper that the legislation is linked to press coverage of gun issues. Sitting here at the table with me at the Crossbreed Holster booth in the Sands Convention Center at the 2016 SHOT Show right here on the floor is Bob Owens. You hear Bob from BearingArms.com. Bob, it's great to have you here in person and mic'd up. Thanks for being here.
Really good to be here.
What do you make of that?
Let's put it this way. I cannot use the language I would like to use on the air for this gentleman. I'm pretty much a First and Second Amendment absolutist. You should be able to say bad things as long as they're not libelous or slanderous. You should be able to make your opinion known. No journalist or blogger should be censored or required to register themselves with the state. That irritates me to the last degree.
You're a journalist.
I play one on TV, yes.
And you're a very good one, by the way.
You're a
number one source I know for this program, among a few others, and for others as well. People go to see what you have to say because your finger is on the pulse of what's happening every day. Now, clearly, this was a slap in the face based on the attacks coming at us from the anti-gun side. However, he's actually filed the bill. Now, knowing South Carolina, I don't expect to go very far. But was it a good tactic for him to try to use that to make a point, or should he have done it in other ways?
I would have gone another way. You know, you can go out and point out that somebody is wrong, and that they've made mistakes and that they should not be doing things the way they are without throwing the threat of the weight of government behind it. You know, we get really bent out of shape when the anti-gun folks sit here and try to shred our constitutional rights, our Second Amendment rights. Well, you know what? It's no better if we adopt the same tactics to go after the rights of other people, whether it's a First Amendment or a Tenth Amendment issue or whatever it may be. And so, you know, if you are an American, in my opinion, you should be pro-liberty, period.
Now, we all know, oh boy, I could go a whole different direction with that, just that one statement. We should be pro-liberty. Of course, we've got the Democratic Party right now, so far left, so far off the rails that the party as a whole, and I don't want to paint everybody with a brush. I'm very hard, as you know, when I refer to factions within that party as being un-American. And I stand by my assessment based on my description of what un-American is. And that's the individual who decides to take it, that debate, that argument, which we are all entitled to have as Americans. We can agree to disagree. But when you step over that fine imaginary line and try to take from me or from anyone else what you disagree with, to me, that's un-American. And I stand by that assessment. But the Democrat Party now is almost in toto crossing that imaginary line to the point where I don't know if it's bad he made this point out. Take a listen to what he said. He said, it strikes me as ironic that the first question is constitutionality from a press that has no problem demonizing firearms. With this statement, I'm talking primarily about printed press and TV. The TV stations, the 6 o'clock news, and the printed press has no qualms demonizing gun owners and gun ownership. Now, clearly he did this for a purpose, and clearly he doesn't expect it to go anywhere. And Fox picked it up. I feel certain Drudge probably ran with it as well. I don't know that, but if they didn't, it's something they would clearly link to. Breitbart would probably link to it. You may even write about it in the next few days. Has he achieved
his
goal?
It may happen
point?
Very soon, as a matter of fact, now that I'm aware of this.
Has he achieved his goals by bringing that to people's attention?
If his real intention was, you know, pointing out the absurdity of anti-gun laws, which and it sounds like that may very well be the case.
It sounds like it.
Then, you know, I think he may have chosen a very interesting way to make his point.
He definitely did that. It remains to be seen what will happen. This from Bill Rogers, executive director of the South Carolina Press Association. He said he'd lobby hard against the measure, and I quote him, any registration of journalists would be unconstitutional, / unless you lived in Cuba or North Korea, Rogers told the AP.
But does that include assault journalists?
You know, see, there you go. Now, here we go in a different direction. I have a feeling we're going to be reading something from you about this in the very new future. I'm looking forward to it. So where can people find what you write, and if, in fact, you do write about this as a follow-up?
We're probably going to get into this. You know, it's going to be very busy here at SHOT for the next day or so. But we'll be over at BearingArms.com, and then over on Facebook, you can find us at Second Amendment Supporters, when I learned to speak English, which is 2ND Supporters.
Let's go back to SHOT. Let's talk a little bit about what we're doing here. You've been coming to SHOT Show a long time. I personally haven't seen it this big. I haven't seen it this diverse. And I'm talking about across, when I say diverse, I mean everything. There's every color, there's every creed, there's every sex. This is an enormous event. And I don't think I've seen it this big before. Are you noticing what we talked about yesterday and today with Beth? Are you noticing an increase in female attendance at this show this year over last year?
Over the last couple of years, whether it's, you know, here at SHOT or at NRA or some of the other shows we attend, we're starting to notice a real increase in diversity. Women are definitely the largest demographic shift that we've noticed. They are driving, you know, as Beth said, a lot of what's going on, and people are starting to clue into the fact that, hey, if mom is interested, that's going to push the family. You know, mom's interested, dad's interested, the kids are going to get interested. And so it's just a really neat demographic shift we're seeing here. You know, when I was growing up, you know, I'm 44 years old, about to turn 45 soon, it was always thought of as gun ownership is passed down from father to son.
That's a great point.
And now we're seeing gun culture 2.0, which is a whole different dynamic where you've got friends introducing other friends, where you're seeing, you know, a lot more women involvement, minorities, a lot more people around major cities who were involved. And so it's just a major difference from what we used to see.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Lots to talk with you about. We've got a couple other guests lining up. Hopefully they make it here in time. If not, we have no shortage of things to talk about. I'm Mark Walters, live from the 2016 SHOT Show floor at the Crossbreed Holster booth. We'll be back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, emergency court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This really is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I enjoy getting out and meeting with the Crossbreed folks. It's a family. And if you don't have a Crossbreed holster, if you want to know why I call it a family, wear a Crossbreed holster and you'll know. Send them an email and tell them how much you love it, and I guarantee you'll feel part of the family. They take care of everybody. It's not just a manufacturer. This is family, and you'll soon find out why. I had an individual who was on the program yesterday, in case you missed it. I did not know he was here. It was all very spontaneous here, Bob, on SHOT Show Floor. You never knew who was going to walk by. They knew we were broadcasting, and it happened to be a guy that was a guest on the show 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
With Rob Pincus and I, that had a self-defense incident, and he made it very clear that the reason he carries in a Crossbreed was because he learned about him here, and he hasn't looked back since. He used one to defend his life. He pulled a firearm in defense of his own life out of a Crossbreed holster.
You know, nothing will sell somebody on something more than having to use it in the nth degree at that most desperate hour. And when a product performs for you like that, you've got a lifetime customer.
And it's comfortable to wear. So Crossbreed Holsters, if you're here at the SHOT Show and you're listening to us later on, make sure to stop out, booth number 4459. We've got a breaking news story before we go into a myriad of other things with you. And, of course, I'm talking with Bob Owens, editor at BearingArms.com. And that is, Fast and Furious is back in the news. Now, I covered this relentlessly for about 4.5 years, 5 years, with David Kodrio, one of the two individuals who originally broke that story. You know, David, you're shaking your head, yes. Tell us about what was Fast and Furious. Let's get listeners caught up quickly who might not be aware of it.
Okay, Fast and Furious was one of up to a potential of 10, which most people don't know, 10 gun-walking schemes by the ATF to take American firearms from border dealers, push them down to the Sinaloa narco-terrorist cartel, so that when those guns were recovered at the scenes of murders, which they have been, unfortunately, more than 300 times, they could then be tied back to American gun dealers so that President Obama, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and then Attorney General Eric Holder could say, look at what horrible things these American gun dealers are doing. We need to pass a law.
So this was, we all know this, and we push it very hard on Armed American Radio. Thank you for giving that description to us in a nutshell. Fast and Furious rifle, capable, I'm reading a headline now from Fox News. You had not seen this until just now.
Exactly.
Fast and Furious rifle, capable of taking down helicopter, found in El Chapo cache. Now, of course, we're talking about, what's his name, Guzman, the escapee, who was somehow able to tunnel out with no one hearing the tunnel being built underneath the federal penitentiary in Mexico. And we've all seen the videos of him just get up and open the lid and walk out of prison, essentially. He was finally caught, and a .50 caliber rifle found at Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's hideout in Mexico was funneled through the gun smuggling investigation known as Fast and Furious. Now, this is a .50 caliber. A .50 caliber is not a toy. Well, it is a toy. If you've ever fired it, it's a big boy's toy.
But in the wrong hands,
it's a very, very dangerous weapon.
It's a, you know, and they've got both semi-auto guns and bolt guns, but they're both about 5 feet long and can weigh anywhere from 22 up to the mid-30s. You know, they're saying, oh, yes, it could take down a helicopter. Well, yes, if that helicopter is hovering.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, quite frankly, and if you want to get right down to the nuts and bolts of it, that's, you know, where I'm going with the .50 caliber is a big, powerful weapon if you've ever fired when you know how much fun it is to shoot. Where we're going here with the government is this is now winding up in the Mexican cartel's hands.
Did you
not expect to see this at some point?
You know, the sad thing is that this scheme, which was done by the Obama administration for politics, folks, they were willing to kill citizens on both sides of the border for politics is what this boils down to.
This gun was sold intentionally, or not sold, walked intentionally across the border.
With the knowledge of the ATF, yes.
And the Obama administration and Eric with Holder, too, correct?
Absolutely. And no one, and I repeat, no one has lost their job. No one has been held accountable. Nobody has been criminally charged.
Obama's not upset about this?
Well, it's not bad when he doesn't.
Oh. Well, I wasn't sure. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page. Of course, I'm being facetious. Yes, this is not the end of this. We will be finding these guns sold illegally or walked illegally, if you will, across that border by the ATF in this. And it was not a scheme. What do we call it? How do we phrase it? It's not a scheme. That's what they want to call it. What was it?
You know, I don't know that there is a really precise term for this. You know, you've got folks who were willing to risk hundreds, if not thousands, of lives to make a political point. Scheme is not strong enough of a word.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
I've got a master's degree in English. I don't know that I've got the vocabulary to describe just how nefarious this was. We knew 2 years ago that more than 300 people had been killed so far with these firearms. It is probably over 400 by now. And we're talking law enforcement on both sides of the border, like Brian Terry.
Right. Terrible case.
We've had government officials in Mexico have been killed with these firearms. And it's all because our own government so hated our Second Amendment that they were willing to put the lives of citizens in two nations at risk to make a political point.
And I don't want to spend too much time on Fast and Furious, but it's in the news right now, and people need to understand exactly what it is we're talking about. That these guns wound up, the reason this is even in the news, is because our own government let it happen.
Made it happen.
Made it happen. Thanks for the correction. Absolutely true. Made it happen to come after my rights.
Absolutely.
Your rights and your rights wherever you happen to be listening to this program today. We're not going to let it slide. When we see it, we're going to continue to call it out. All right, let's go back to SHOT Show. What else are you seeing here? You know, you do a lot of writing. What brings you here? Why do you come, and what do we get to see? What do we benefit from your being here when we read BearingArms.com?
So while I'm at SHOT Show, you don't get to read a whole heck of a lot. Because I'm out and I'm trying to see, you know, number one, what products are being brought to the floor, what relationships are being established, who, you know, is making inroads, where's the market headed on certain things. And so it's a great chance to meet other people in the industry, learn where the industry is nudging towards this year on certain subjects, and to establish relationships. This is a wonderful industry that is very relationship-driven.
You were at the National Shooting Sports Foundation State of the Industry dinner last night. I had an opportunity to meet with you and Jen. Hopefully, Jen will be here in time for the next segment. The state of the industry, record profits in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
The head of the NSSF called the state of the industry alert.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I mean, we're unfortunately dealing with, while sales have been up, a main driving force for those sales is we have a president and key elements of the Democrat Party who are attacking the Second Amendment. They would like to see certain firearms banned, entire classes of firearms banned. They would like to see certain ammunition removed from public consumption. They would like to impose Australian-style gun control, which is forced mandatory buybacks.
All right, now, let's go there for a second, because we're sitting on the trade show floor of the single largest, and I think it's, one of the seventh largest trade show nows in the United States. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. You and I are sitting right here now discussing this live on national radio, and we're watching buyers buy from sellers.
We are.
Of every component and every accessory that's related to this industry. It is not just firearms. Heck, you can look at camo phone cases in the outdoor shops here. This is everything related. This is the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show, a multi-billion dollar industry that this government would love to take down. What does that say?
Yeah, and it's not just the obvious stuff, by the way. You know, we think, you know, camouflage clothing, stuff like this. Well, they also have booths up front on this very floor. The machinery to put all this stuff together.
Right,
you know,
right.
So,
great point.
So we've got stuff going into other industries that we're seeing as well. And so it's just, you know, attacking hundreds of thousands of American citizens.
Billions of dollars in economics in the United States. A huge impact on our economy. This government doesn't care. They're willing to put a political agenda in front of Americans' safety and security. Armed American Radio will be back from the 2016 SHOT Show floor at the Crossbreed Ulster booth.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it? Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed, for the final segment of Day 2 at SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, held every year, now I guess for the foreseeable future, Bob, in Las Vegas, at least for the rest of my lifetime, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, there's not a better venue for this.
It is
a great venue for this event.
Yeah, and I got to take this opportunity. I'm going to be having dinner with the USCCA folks today. Great sponsors and founders, and Tim and I founded this program about 7 years ago, and of course owns the program and the broadcast, USCCA On Air. Make sure to head over and check out every promotion, everything you need to know about the United States Concealed Carry Association, all of the amazing training. We're going to talk about a little bit of training here because the training industry is extremely well represented on this SHOT Show floor. But before we do that, head over to usccaonair.com. Or if you make a mistake and you get that Freudian slip and you type in USCCA on AAR, we got that one covered too. It'll take you to the same place. Okay, some fun stuff to wrap up this show. Daniel Defense, we had talked during the break.
Right.
Some training, ballistic podcasts. What else is going on? Fill us in.
Okay, so I was fortunate enough to make the acquaintance of John Johnson of Ballistic Radio Podcast at a shotgun event Steve Fisher, who's a very good trainer, had put together. And we've been talking. And Ballistic Radio is being sponsored by Daniel Defense. And this is the interesting thing. Daniel Defense is an AR manufacturer. That's what they're known for. But they're going out and they're supporting a group, Ballistic Radio, and their spinoff, Citizens Defense Research, that is primarily handgun-focused. And people are going to go, huh? Why is this going on?
And
Daniel Defense, very well known in the AAR, in the AAR, see that Floridian slip?
There you go.
In the AR world.
So, you know, and what they're doing is, it's, you know, the theory of a rising tide lifts all boats. And so even though it's not necessarily a AR-focused market, Daniel Defense is going out and supporting a group that is trying to disseminate knowledge on training and the right way to, you know, to practice self-defense, whether you use a crossbreed holster or someone else's, you know, which firearms work. And, you know, we'll see how this pans out. But it's awesome to see a company that is willing to reach out and work on something that's not directly beneficial to them, but is beneficial to the whole industry. And so the guys over at Ballistic Radio, you've got John Johnson, the training director for Citizens Defense Research is Melody Lauer, and they're putting together a very interesting training schedule that you'll be reading about on Bearing Arms
so you're going to tell us about it. People can go to Bearing Arms. Again, I'll push that. BearingArms.com to read everything that you write. Very quickly, how many stories do you get up, and where do you find the time to sit down and pen this? Because there are times you'll put 5-6 of them up in rapid fire on any given day. Amazing work, and I want to thank you and congratulate you for that effort, by the way.
You know, I'm not sure where I find the time. I scan multiple different information sources and try to pick out the most pertinent ones, and hopefully they are most of the time.
Well, I can tell you, you're a go-to here and a number of other places as well. And again, I want to take the opportunity to thank you. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you, and I love coming on the show.
All right, let's go to Kimber. Now, you said, and we love having you, trust me, we hope to have more of you in both the Sunday show and this show. That's a tease, by the way. So keep that in mind. We'll chat about that later.
Absolutely.
Kimber, yesterday we were talking about the new revolver. Kimber 1911.
Right.
Kimber 1911. Kimber revolver? You just told me during the break that you actually fired it. I missed media day at the range. What is this thing? Tell us about it.
So it was real interesting. Everybody on the, you know, they pack us like sardines onto buses to take us out to the range. And on the way there, we're sitting there going, Kimber, revolver?
Same thing.
And so it was one of the guns we ran across, and I'm surprised to see this little, you know, J-frame-ish 2-inch barrel revolver. It's a 6-shot 357. And I'm like, this is going to hurt. This is really going to hurt. And so I loaded it with 6 rounds, which you don't usually get in a gun, a revolver that small. And it's got front and rear sights that you can swap out, which is also rare.
Interesting.
They're dovetailed in, so you could put different sighting systems on it. But I, you know, I thought the sights.
Yeah, I haven't been able to see it. I'm looking forward to it, and you're teasing me with it now because you actually fired.
Yes, and shooting this thing, I'm not much a revolver guy. That could change.
Was it a Kimber?
It was a Kimber. It had a very smooth double action only trigger that I could hit with, you know, double action only is not for everybody. It's, you know, a lot of people think it's just too hard to hit anything outside of belly button distance. I think the target was 10 yards, and we were hitting it consistently.
In a 2-inch revolver.
In a 2-inch revolver, and then I had to go back a little while later because I just assumed that they had put 38 special loads in it. No, we were shooting 357 loads in it.
Okay, that's very telling. Here's why. That tells me that the gun has a substantial heft to it. Is it weighty? Which you would obviously expect if you're going to be able to take the punishment of those 357. Listen, anybody that shot 357 in a snubby knows there ain't nothing fun about it. And it's very difficult to get through 3, 4, and 5 rounds of 357. Now, I've got a Smith & Wesson M&P 340 Centennial, Crimson Trace Grips.
Great
357.
Gun.
Phenomenal gun. Expensive gun. Not for everybody. But I got to tell you something. That thing, 357, novelty, here, check this out, then let's go back to 38s. So what I'm hearing from you is that this Kimber handled that massive load very, very well.
One of my friends who worked for Shooting Illustrated, Jay Grazio, put 50 rounds through it.
Wow.
You don't do that with most 357s without your hand stinging really bad.
No, at the very best, in a 6-inch revolver maybe would make that comfortable, and even then is really a stretch.
Yeah.
So is this gun with that heft and that 2-inch, is it, tell me about carrying it, is it something you would conceal?
It would definitely be considered. You know, I'm a semi-auto guy at heart. I'll probably stick with that, but as a backup gun, And in certain situations, I could see that being an excellent concealed gun, or in a hunting, you know, if you need to finish something off at close range.
Right.
That could definitely work. I was very impressed with it, and I think they've got a winner.
Revolver.
K6S.
Kimber revolver. That's fascinating. That's the one gun I wanted to see. You know, a few years ago, it was the Kel-Tec KSG. Everybody had to see it.
Yep.
NRA convention, I believe it was. The Glock 43 came out. And, of course, there are others here at the SHOT Show that will be unveiled as well. But this one's the one that's getting all the buzz because Kimber, very well known for their line of 1911-style firearms. Some of the best in the business. And a pricey gun, again, not for everybody, but they're pricey for a reason. They're Kimbers.
Mm-hmm.
Kimber revolver. Interesting. I'm going to have to take a look at that as soon as possible. Russian, my first AR-15, this is a funny story, was an SLR, Arsenal SLR 95.
Okay.
And you remember the thumb hole stocks back when we had a, what was it, an assault weapons ban?
The 94 Clinton ban, assault weapons ban.
Eventually that ban expired and I moved on to other AK-47s, but that was my first one. You just mentioned something during the break also. Russian Strike 1, made by Arsenal, same company?
Same company. The Strike 1 has been making inroads on the competition market so far. I haven't seen the much commercial or military and law enforcement looks. It was it's hard to describe. It is a polymer frame handgun with an extremely high grip. And so your thumb is almost in line with the barrel. There's no recoil on this thing.
Did you shoot the gun?
Did not have a chance to shoot it. They had video of basically their version of a Glock 18.
Okay.
A full auto
full
gun.
Auto, right.
This thing dumped a ton of ammo, and the barrel just didn't rise.
And that's interesting. Now, the Russians can make some pretty solid stuff.
They can.
And we don't have time. We're getting ready to cut this segment of Armed American Radio. But I got to tell you, if the quality of the Arsenal SLR 95, which was just a monster of a gun, if anything else is coming from that quality, it's a winner, and I can speak from personal experience. Hey, Bob, thank you for being here, brother. Appreciate it for being on Armed American Radio, for contributing, and for being here on the floor of the 2016 SHOT Show. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We will see you right back here from the Crossbreed booth tomorrow for SHOT Day 3.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.